From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine.
And don't worry, that sunshine is on the way despite all the wet out there right now. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's been getting a lot of comments from folks lately missing the heat and complaining about the weather. But actually, this is pretty normal for the Northwest. More on that in a bit. First, let's hear the forecast, Cliff. I hear it's going to dry out, right?
It will. Well, right now we have liquid sunshine, which is very nice. And we actually needed the rain. It's moistening things up, which is quite helpful because we're about to go into an extended dry spell. So right now, an upper-level trough, which brings lift, showers and thunderstorms, is moving through Washington State. And you know, some places have gotten up to a half of an inch of rain, lots of lightning. So it's a kind of a wet day, at least the first part. The upper level trough is going to move through later today. So I think the second half of the day, once we get past maybe 2 o'clock, should be much, much drier. Now, Saturday is going to be a transition day. The upper-level trough will be far away. We'll have some clouds in the morning, but I think, you know, by the mid-morning, really, it should be sunny. Temperatures should surge up to the mid-70s, and Saturday should be dry. Progressively warmer. Sunday, upper 70s, you know, beautiful sunny skies, just a perfect day. And as we get into next week, there is no rain in sight, zero. The ridge will strengthen a bit. Temperatures will go up to probably 80 initially, then into the middle 80s by the end of this week. So it's going to be just a beautiful, beautiful week. And that's what we expect this time of the year. I mean, we're going to the driest weeks climatologically here in the Northwest, the last week of July, the first week of August. So if it's ever going to be beautiful, this is when it should be.
Yeah, and despite that, a lot of people are not happy with the weather right now. I guess it has been pretty cool and often wet around here lately.
Well, I've gotten so many complaints. I've gotten dozens of emails of people saying how terrible, you know, this summer's been and how unpleasant it's been, you know, cloudy rain. But actually, it hasn't been. If you compare the observations at SeaTac Airport, for instance, with climatology, our temperatures have been very close to normal. And actually, the precipitation for the month will come out pretty close to normal. So, you know, it really has not been that unusually bad. I mean, some places like the North Cascades have been cloudier and rainier than normal, but most of the region has not been that anomalous. People forget what this place is normally like. You know, go back last year and the year before, we've been extraordinarily warm, unusually warm. And some people think that that's the typical situation. It's not. What we've had this month is really close to what climatology says.
And it's rather nice, isn't it? I mean, a lot of places are really humid and hot at this time of year. And here in the Northwest, we can enjoy perfect hiking weather, great for outdoor pursuits of all kinds, really.
That's right. You could argue that we have the finest weather in the whole country. In fact, I think it's true. I mean, during this time of the year, our highs are in the 70s, which is just perfect. We don't have humidity. You know, two-thirds of the country is covered by high dew points and really sticky conditions. And that's because air is coming off of the warm Gulf of Mexico, where it picks up huge amounts of warmth and moisture. Our air comes off the Pacific, which is actually ends up being relatively dry because the Pacific is kind of cold. So we have moderate temperatures, we have low dew points, and our precipitation is not exceptional at all. We're one of the driest places in the whole country because we don't get summertime thunderstorms. So almost any measure you can think of, our weather is close to optimal.
Yes, generally really great weather, unless you live in West Seattle, where I guess they've been getting a lot of dust devils lately.
Well, they had at least one big one last weekend. A dust devil, which is a rising thermal of warm air that rotates, went over a playground in West Seattle. The winds probably gusted up to 40, 50 miles per hour, and a lot of wood chips swirled in the air, and the picnics were messed up. No real damage, but it was pretty dramatic.
And you can read all about it on his blog. We'll have a link to that on our website. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.